From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A United Nations agency says North Korea plans to launch a satellite later this month. The Geneva-based International Telecommunications Union confirms that North Korea has sent notification of its intention to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and February 25th. It says the satellite will have a duration of 4 years and will be launched in a non-geostationary orbit. White House spokesman Josh Earnest doesn't like the planned launch.
I feel confident in telling you that the international community would regard a step like that by the North Koreans as just another irresponsible provocation and a clear violation of their international obligations.
Josh Earnest. Dallas County in the U.S. state of Texas is reporting what appears to be the first case of the Zika virus being transmitted in the United States by sexual contact. Meanwhile, the Red Cross has put out an emergency appeal for funding to help with the outbreak of the virus, which could infect as many as 4 million people in the Americas this year. And speaking in Geneva, Dr. Anthony Costello of the World Health Organization says the virus that causes birth defects in infants could spread to Africa and Asia.
To have a chart with microcephaly and to have a tenfold increase in numbers and the potential for spread, not just across Latin America, but into Africa, into Asia, which have the highest birth rates in the world, we believe is a matter of public health concern and constitutes an international emergency.
In direct talks in Geneva to find a way to end Syria's civil war slipped into disarray Tuesday, neither side held formal meetings with the UN envoy. This is VOA News. Two passengers were injured Tuesday when a plane taking off from Mogadishu, Somalia, was struck by an explosion. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, which made an emergency landing. Airline officials gave no reason for the explosion. The UN Children's Fund says children and women make up the majority of refugees and migrants on the move. Lisa Schlein reports.
Barely 6 months ago, UNICEF reported men made up 73% of the migrant flow through Europe. Since then, it says there has been a major spike in the numbers of children and women on the move. They now account for 60% of the refugees and migrants crossing the Greek border into Macedonia. UNICEF says more children and women than before are dying while making the treacherous sea crossing between Turkey and Greece. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Since May, more than 40 suspected jihadists have been caught entering Europe while posing as Syrian war refugees. That information comes from the U.S.-based Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium. European leaders are reviewing a plan that they hope will persuade Britain to stay in the 28-member European Union. Britain's initial reaction to the plan is that it makes real progress. Prime Minister David Cameron said more work is to be done, but it appears there can be a real change in relations between Britain and the European alliance.
And it says that when it comes to having another currency, like the pound sterling, there's no discrimination, no disadvantage, no chance of us being asked to pay for Eurozone projects.
The plan would make it possible for British lawmakers to work with European partners to block unwanted EU laws. The United States and its allies Tuesday said they will accelerate and intensify their campaign against the Islamic State militant group. The foreign ministers of 23 nations met in Rome Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was one of them.
We've expanded training efforts for groups that were effective in fighting Daesh. We acquired better intelligence. We upgraded our intelligence. We improved our targeting.
John Kerry. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has laid out his military spending priorities for the 2017 Pentagon budget. The $583 billion budget request shifts the weight of defense spending to five challenges, including competition from Russia and China, regional threats from North Korea and Iran, and the threat of terrorism. Carter said Tuesday Russia and China are the United States' most stressing competitors, and the new budget proposal accounts for an ongoing rebalance to Asia. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.